And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for October 1993. This, of course, is part number two. And on this side, we're going to be taking a look at a wrap-up of one of those great radio markets with Phil Wayne and the Market Scope. We also have a look at historical moments in radio with John Bowker. Of course, you, the members, with the musings from members. And then finally, to wrap it up, we've got CPC tests. That's all for you on the audio service.
Thank you, Fred, and hello, everyone. I sincerely hope you all had a fabulous time at the convention and that everyone had a safe trip. This is Phil Wayne, your Market Scope host, as we head to the Midwest and dial on upward in Little Rock, Arkansas. Now here's Mark Marino to take us onward.
We're going up the dial just as quick as we can on this Little Rock market scan. And next, we make a jump from 100.3, where we were last time, to easy listening 102.9. The call letters KEZQ have been in two other places, however. They were the original calls of the station on 95.7 before they went over to KSSN and Country. At that time, KEZQ, the call sign, moved to 100.3, and in both cases, they were used in conjunction with a beautiful music format. But things are a little bit different now.
FM 102.9 KEZQ, about 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Terry England here with you with Fire Fallen, Just Remember I Love You. Before that, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie with Endless Love and Light My Fire from Jose Feliciano. I've got your official weather line forecast on the way. Currently with some light rain, it's 40 degrees here at Radio Center. The no repeat workday is just another reason to turn to FM 102.9 at work or at home, so give us a listen tomorrow. Central Arkansas, your soft favorites are always on KEZQ.
Starry, starry night.
KEZQ, Sheridan, Little Rock.
The hot new Kick 103.7, rockin' the rock, hot new music from Paul McCartney. Biker like an icon. The hot new Kick 103.7, rockin' the rock.
KKYK at 103.7 was originally one of those automated Hit Parade 70 radio stations. 10 years later, in 1980, they were live top 40. But right now, you're hearing what they're like in 1993.
The hot new Kick 103.7 is flying high this weekend.
Join the Kick at Pecan Grove Airport in Roland Saturday with the Kappa 6 at UALR. They'll take the jump with Free Falling Unlimited.
Then Sunday around noon, myself, Hollywood Hayes, and the Boomer will take our jump 10,000 feet up in the air.
Everyone's invited to come out and watch. Wild Joe King will crank up the tunes. We've got picnic tables. It's a party.
Yeah, and if you come out to Roland to watch us jump, be sure and bring a net.
Why do we need a net?
Just kidding. If you'd like to take the jump with us, call Free Falling Unlimited at 221-7810.
Yeah, they can jump in my place.
No, I don't think so, Boomer. We're going to see you in Roland this weekend with the hot new Kick 103.7.
No, what if I fall and can't get up?
Yeah.
Visit the Cato store nearest you in Stuttgart, Conway, and Pine Bluff.
Sunshine at 53, tonight down to 32. Warming up Saturday in 58, Sunday's high 55. High atop the rock of the TCBY Tower, got a little haze in 49 at the hot new Kick 103.7. The hot new Kick 103.7, the Hogs' last regular season game is tomorrow. One against Auburn, it's going to be on TV. Call the Hogs with the hot new Kick 103.7.
Here's more proof.
Today's rock
and only
the killer classic.
Kick 103.7.
Their competition is at 105.1 from Conway, KMJX. I heard them in 1980 testing with oldies. But ever since they signed on with regular programming, they've been doing AOR. And they do it now with a little more classic rock.
David Allen Ross coming up next, and he will rock and roll you right into the weekend on this Friday afternoon. I got Def Leppard here I'm going to play for you in a minute, but I want to once again mention the concert that we announced today. We've had a number of different calls. It's at Juanita's on March 28th, a Sunday night. Joan Baez is coming to town. Tickets are on sale now at Discount, Peaches, and Juanita's. You can get reserve tickets for $20, and general admission tickets are $15. Juanita's, March 28th, Magic 105 welcomes a legend. Joan Baez coming to town. Meanwhile, this comes from the Adrenalize album, and I hope you like it. It's on Magic 105.
Magic 105, KMJX Conway Little Rock. Great station, great song.
I am just a cowboy.
Magic 105, here's Sting, If I Ever Lose My Faith in You.
Need something to do this weekend? Smitty's Rocks Friday night.
Here's a classic from Cream on Magic 105.
B98.5 also has some competition. In fact, these call letters, KLAZ, were originally at 98.5 on the dial, and I believe KLAZ AM was 1260. But now, basically, what's happened is the call letters and the format are at 105.9.
Downtown Hot Springs.
With 100,000 watts, this is Arkansas's Hot FM. KLAZ, Hot Springs, Little Rock, Benton, Hot 106.
Hot 106, KLAZ, it is 7:01. Good morning on this Monday, March 15th, 1993. And it's time for News Headlines with News Headlines on this Monday morning. Here's Eddie Tarpley.
Thank you, Larry. Under partly cloudy skies, we have a temperature of 36 degrees.
So if you would like to nominate somebody for Nurse of the Week, you can fax us their name, the reason you're nominating them, where they work, and their phone number to KLAZ 525-4344. That's our fax number. Or you can mail it to KLAZ in care of Nurse of the Week, Post Office Box 1739, Hot Springs 71902. Nurse of the Week announced, of course, every Monday morning at 7:40 here on KLAZ. Let's check the phone line in just a second. Think you have a birthday on the line. Good morning, Hot 106.
Can I put a birthday on?
You sure can.
Lisa Johnson.
How old is Lisa?
She's 15.
Where'd you go to school?
Like Hamilton.
All right. I've got it on. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Lisa Johnson, 15, today goes to school at Lake Hamilton. And also Nikki Polychron, 14 today. She goes to school at Lakeside. And last Saturday, late one, Daniel Walker, 13. And Daniel goes to school at Lakeside as well. Leslie Black, 19. Leslie's from Little Rock. Leslie, happy birthday to you. Thanks for joining us on Hot 106 today. And let's do a little movie trivia giveaway. A couple of passes to the Behind the Mall Cinema. And again, now showing at the Behind the Mall Cinemas, Amos and Andrew with Nicolas Cage, Best of the Best with Eric Roberts, Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, Falling Down with Michael Douglas, and Fire in the Sky with James Garner. I want about three of them on there that I definitely want to see. And I think I've caught the other two. Always great movie showing at the Behind the Mall Cinema. Here's the question for you this morning. What was the first movie to feature three stars who had won Best Actress Oscars? If you know, call me at 525-1999 in Hot Springs, 375-1999 from Little Rock. A little movie trivia on KLAZ.
KLAZ also simulcasts with KXOW, and I'm unable to obtain any other information about that station. Next, we have another simulcast. It is a simulcast of 106.3 and 96.5, although the stereo generator on 96.5 is all goofed up. So on 96.5 in mono, you get you barely get the singing audible, barely, and 100 tons of reverb in the background. It also sounds like some kind of satellite service, which I haven't come across before. Just one light
and relaxing. Touch one of
the we bring you more continuous music and the best variety of hits and oldies. And we just wrapped up the first of many great cuts that you're going to hear tonight from Mr. Stevie Wonder. We're featuring tonight on Feature Album Friday. Right before that was the Ohio Players and Good Luck Charm. And once again, we want to welcome you to the Love Zone on this Friday night. It's Mel Devon with you. The weekend is here. I don't know about you, but I'm happy about that. The weekend is definitely my favorite time of the week. And it's going to be a good night tonight. We've got plenty of good music for you all night tonight. We'll have your dedications later tonight at 1-800-227-7685. And we want you to call us up and we'll put you on the air and give you a chance to send out one of our great cuts to your sweet somebody. But call us 1-800-227-7685 is the number. I want you to look out later in the hour for Low Keys. I got a thing for you. Also, we've got a great Dusty from Teddy Pendergrass coming up too. Stay with us on this Friday night. You're in the Love Zone.
Absolutely no rap. Never had it, never will. The new Touch 106. The Pine Bluff Civic Center, the Arkansas Art Center, and now Central Arkansas's newest tradition. KMZX, Lone Oak, Little Rock, and KLRA, England. Touch 106.3 and 96.5 FM.
Well, folks, we're right down to the wire. We have only one more station to go. And it's another Christian contemporary radio station serving Little Rock with a better signal than KALR. This is KYTN at 107.7. They do carry an hour of Bob Larson and the Odyssey program from Focus on the Family. But the rest of their time is either tapes of or CBN satellite feed of Christian contemporary music.
Today's Christian music, Brian Duncan, Love Takes Time. Maybe not a real popular message in our microwave generation, but sometimes you just have to wait. It's the best thing to do. First call before that, Broken Places. More great Christian music on the way with For Him.
Has its own FM Christian music station, 107.7 KYTN.
One good turn deserves another. Stephen Curtis Chapman, My Turn Now. For Him before that, Through His Eyes. George McNerlin with you on this PGIF. Praise God. It's Friday. It's 11 minutes till the top of the hour. And more great Christian music on the way with Wayne Watson.
And there you have a radio scan of President Clinton's former hometown. And as always, I've enjoyed putting it together for you. This is Mark Marino saying 73s and good DX. And now, once again, here's Phil Wayne.
Thank you, Mark. And now, Market Scope would like your help in putting together a special upcoming Market Scope. We'd like to spotlight what you think is some of the best and some of the worst radio throughout the planet. If you have some outstandingly good or outstandingly bad radio in your area, why not send us a cassette to share with the membership? Your comments, if you like, would be welcome. Please send your cassettes to me, Phil Wayne, at 135 and a half Midland Avenue, that's M-I-D-L-A-N-D, in Findlay, Ohio. That's spelled F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Zip code is 45840-4642. Please try to have them to me by November 1st, 1993. Thanks for all your help, and that wraps up another Market Scope. See you again next month with more Radio Tidbits. And now, here is Mr. Radio Tidbits, John Bowker.
Historical moments in radio. Hello again, this is John Bowker with another story from the annals of radio broadcasting. And today our story comes from New York City. We're going to hear about two radio stations in particular, WINS and WMGM. Now, let me set the stage for you a bit. There were lots of radio stations in New York City in the early 1950s, of course, and there were three network 50 kilowatters, and, of course, a bunch of lower-powered stations, some of them ethnic, that is, foreign language stations. And then there was WNEW playing the big band music of the day, a slight emphasis on pre-war recordings, actually, pre-1945. And there was WMCA with the eclectic sound, although it was starting to find its way with the Good Guys musical format back in the 50, early 50s. WOV had some star disc jockeys at 1280 on the dial, but with only 1,000 watts, they simply didn't get out very far. So here were two independent giants in direct head-to-head competition, WINS at 1010 on the dial. They were the ones using the jingle, "Where the Tens Meet in New York." Do you remember that? Okay. And the other across town at 1050 on the dial was the very wealthy WMGM, owned by the movie company Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, of course. MGM had bought the old WHN at 1050 and used many of the MGM movie stars to attract brief interviews with recording stars to help introduce records. A very listenable format, I can tell you. And the ratings showed that WINS and WMGM in a tie for the lucrative music market in New York City. And, by the way, neither came anywhere near close to the WEAF, WABC, and WJZ network stations, of course. But the two stations were not alike except in the records they played and their ratings. WMGM in a posh glass office tower on Park Avenue, WINS in a truncated little medieval structure on Columbus Avenue in New York, and WINS had been playing the latest hits of the day for several years. And by 1958, WMGM was just catching up very nicely. The management of WMGM in its posh quarters was searching for a way, though, to take the giant step over WINS. And they decided maybe the best way to do it was with an outstanding news department. So they hired the best reporters and best newswire services available in New York and carefully watched the teletype for week after week after week, waiting for the big story to break. And then came May 28, 1958, a story with a Paris dateline. The big story breaking that sunny Wednesday morning was that France was in turmoil again. The government was collapsing. Rumors were circulating that Charles de Gaulle, a hero of World War II, would seize power. And huge crowds were surging into the Paris streets. The time for the long-awaited WMGM action scoop had arrived. Instead of waiting for the usual news time, and perhaps I should explain, the stations in New York had hourly newscasts, except WNEW that did its newscasts on the half hour. So instead of waiting for the half hour to arrive, the WMGM news director, Bill Edmonds, signaled the disc jockey, Jerry Marshall, to interrupt his record room broadcast, and Jerry dutifully interrupted the number four record of the day, announcing he was switching now to the WMGM newsroom. Now, amazingly, caught up in the drama of the moment, Bill Edmonds had placed a transatlantic telephone call to Charles de Gaulle, and he announced this to the startled WMGM radio audience. And by the way, this was the middle of the morning, just after 10 a.m. in New York. And in those days, transatlantic phone calls took a little time to complete, and while the newsroom was placing the call, Bill Edmonds was on the air, ad-libbing and developing the story from France based on a three-sentence teletype report that he had just received an hour earlier. Well, the call was finally completed to General de Gaulle's office, and the secretary, in poor English, said that the general was busy but would try to call back later on. Yeah, sure. But what do you know? Barely 2 hours later, the WMGM newsroom telephone rang. "Paris on the line," said the voice. Bill Edmonds was still there, in a sweat. Once again, he broke into the WMGM music program. The female voice at the end of the line asked if it would be necessary for the general to speak in English. Oh, yes, it would be necessary, responded Bill Edmonds of WMGM. Moments later, speaking in poor English. All of this, by the way, being broadcast live now over WMGM at 1050. In poor English, here's what he heard. The deeply resonant voice came on the line. "Is this the radio station in New York with the best news department?" Why, yes, sir, said Bill Edmonds. Yes. "Oh, good," said the voice, "because when I'm in New York, I always listen to WINS. the line went dead. That was May 28, 1958. For Historical Moments in Broadcasting, this is John Bowker.
It's time now for our musings from members. These are the thoughts of the National Radio Club DX Audio Service members and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, the publishers, or the National Radio Club Incorporated. If you're a DX Audio Service member and would like to be heard, just give us a call on the DX Audio Service Action Line, area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day.
This is Russell Fry in Indianapolis, Indiana. A change that happened on June 28th, Butler University sold their commercial radio, well, sold their college radio station, which operated at 104.5 here in Indianapolis, to the owners of WFMS, the number one country music radio station in the city. And they have changed the station to a commercial frequency. I think they paid like $7 million for it, if my sources are correct. And they have made it a second country music radio station here in the Indianapolis area. Their theory being that if they create competition for themselves, that no one else will ever put a third country music radio station in the Indianapolis area. So they have made WAJC, which was the college station for Butler University, into, it is now called the Bear 104.5. Their call letters, though, are WGRL. So Indianapolis now has two high-powered FM country stations, WFMS, which has been around since the 70s, and WGRL, the Bear 104.5, now competing with them, but owned by the same people. Thank you.
This is Jody Corsi from Summit, Illinois, reporting that in a very short time, the Loop AM 1000 will be changing to all sports, and I believe they're going to have new call letters, and I think they're going to be WMVP. I'm not too sure about that, but the Loop FM will be all personality, which will have all the AM guys on the FM. So the Rock that has been on the Loop for 15 years or so is coming to an end. And also the Loop AM and FM, Evergreen Broadcasting Company, who owns them, and I guess they own a lot of other stations, has bought the Blaze at 103.5 FM, WWBZ.
Yeah, this is Ron Clark from Walkertown, North Carolina, calling. Doug Hunsinger, my number is 919-595-3411. And Ernie Wesolowski, I'd like to hear from you, too. I'm going to be coming to Omaha soon. Also, Fred, nobody ever mentions about hearing your DX Audio Service spots and programs on the HCJB DX party line. Well, I do. I hear them once a month or every time they're aired. I do listen to DX Party Line readily. And for the market scope for Little Rock, if the rest of it's as good as it's been so far, I'll definitely enjoy it. And I definitely have so far. Little Rock Radio has changed since I was there in 1974 and 75, especially on FM.
Greetings, Audio Service members. This is Marty Rimpaugh here. It's August 31st after 2 a.m. There was talk that when Magic 61 KFRC went away, that KKHI would pick up the slack and go big band on the AM at 1550. Well, as such, they haven't, but somebody has beaten them to the punch. KABL AM at 960 has separated from its FM and is now apparently some type of a satellite package, They're calling it The Magic of 960, KABL.
Greetings, DX Audio Service members, as you're enjoying the convention in Connecticut and hopefully touring W1AW. This is Johnny Ott, WA8WFH in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it's about 11:15 at night on Sunday, September the 5th, during the Labor Day weekend. And we want to congratulate Fred there on the new baby, Jonathan, and hope that he'll become a licensed ham someday and join Connie on the DX Audio Service. For Dale Ham, who wanted to know about weather stations and such, in Battle Creek, Michigan, Channel 41 WUHQ, when they sign on the air in the morning when they're doing their test pattern, I don't know what they're doing on the screen, but the audio is the NOAA weather radio station in Grand Rapids, and they also, as you may know, have a transmitter site in Kalamazoo. And here in Minneapolis, Channel 17 does the aircraft weather radio service when they're not doing programs. So take that for whatever it's worth. And for those in the Bloomington, Illinois market, here's a question for you. You got a station down there, WIHN, that used to feed on the subcarrier system, their 24-hour-a-day market farming service called AgriVisor. Whatever happened to it? One more thing, and then I'll get out of here. As many of you probably know, those of you who subscribe to other magazines and also subscribe to Recordings for the Blind, on May 5th of this year, broadcasting and various other things lost a great lady in Lenore Jensen, W6NAZ, out in Sherman Oaks, California. She worked at KFWB. She appeared on General Hospital. She was an actress. She, her late husband was Bob Jensen, W6VGQ, who was an audio engineer at KNBC-TV in Burbank. And she did just about everything that one could do, as well as read for the Los Angeles unit of Recordings for the Blind. Lenore Jensen at 79 W6NAZ. She will be missed, no doubt about it. And with that, we'll catch you later. See you next month, and have a good time in Connecticut. Bye.
Hi, Mike Dukin from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, with several things, so I'll try to get it all on. During the month of August, I was at a camp on vacation in the middle of Wisconsin, and with the help of a select antenna, I was able to report this from the Fox cities of Appleton, Green Bay, and Oshkosh. WQWM AM on 1050 in Kaukauna, Wisconsin, changed their call letters to WSGC, and they call themselves Super Gospel Country, running that satellite service. And it was reported that KMZZ in Richfield, suburban Twin Cities, changed their calls to KRXX. And what they're doing is they are simulcasting their FM side, 93.7, calling themselves, of course, 93X. The only time they do any separate programming is when they bring the St. Paul Saints of the Northern League of Minor League Baseball. And I got a question for Fred or somebody. During the summer, I noticed that CKLW, not using their call letters anymore, is calling themselves AM 800, the sports and information station, and they have totally dropped everything referring to Detroit and being a total Canadian station, referring to an old audio service from last year. They were to have been bought by the chum people or the telemedia sports people. Fred, do you have a answer on that?
Yeah, basically what they did is switch the format on 800 with 580. So the big bands that were on 800 went over to 580 CKWW, and the news, talk, and information came from 580 and is now CKWW.
And during the weekend, I listened to the newest shortwave program called Spectrum, and was able to hear some of the National Radio Club people, and it was great to hear John Balker on the air. And John, thank you for mentioning the audio service and giving the audio service a good plug and all that. I hope that we can get some more members as the magazine grows from year to year. I guess I got it all on. That's it.
Hi, Fred and John Balker and all you DX Audio people out there. This is Lucille Burkhart calling you from Watertown, Massachusetts on this lovely Labor Day. And congratulations to you, Fred and Debbie, for your new arrival. And I hope he grows up healthy and strong and follows in the tradition of his great dad. Anyway, I just want to tell you people that WSSH 1510 seems to have gone silent for the time being. We happened to notice this on, I believe it was August the 26th, sometime in the evening. I'm not exactly sure when, but I don't know if they have financial problems or what the status of the station will be, but as of right now, they've gone silent. So I'm hoping that they'll come on with some other type of format, but I can't tell you anything right now. So anyway, happy DXing to you all.
Hi, this is Doug Huntsinger in Pittsburgh, PA. Two items. First, WGBN at 1150 in New Kensington, Pennsylvania, has been silent for the last couple of weeks. Don't know if it's permanent, but the station has been gone. And the second item is John Balker. You sounded real good on the Spectrum show Saturday night at the convention. Just want to pass my opinion along, and hope everybody enjoyed the convention.
Hiya, hiya. Paul in New Jersey. Just wanted to say that I enjoyed the convention this year, although that extremely short auction was bull. Anyway, to pass on this note, according to a report in the Philadelphia Inquirer, the reason WWJZ Mount Holly, New Jersey is off the air is because the two owners are squabbling about who owns what at the station and who owes who how much. Until that's resolved, the big DX target at 640 is off the air. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, this is Michael Friddle from Brooklyn, New York for the DX Audio. It's Friday, September 10th. It's about 8 o'clock over here in New York. Got a couple of things to address. I'll try to keep them as brief as possible. Number one, thank you for the little message there, John Balker. Although my Spanish is good and it's fluent, I guess you might want to also consider our buddy. I don't know him. I've only heard about him. I know somebody who was a friend of his once, Tim Hendel, who speaks multiple languages apparently, and he seems to be pretty good or pretty worldly at that. Number two, to Debs in Des Moines, Monterrey, Mexico is at the very right on the other side of the border from either Laredo or Juarez. I think it's not Juarez, that's the other one. Laredo, Texas, I think. But it's not in the middle of the country. It's in the very northern part of the country. It's a border town. And number three, I didn't know that WCBS had the power to do that to KRVN. I wonder if that's because the towers that they blew down were the ones that they used to broadcast at night towards the West Coast, instead of bringing it back here to the East, which makes me wonder about this. If they build the towers back up and go, and they can broadcast to the West, will they be able to come back on that way at reduced power? I didn't think WCBS had that kind of influence all the way out there, because you can't really get them. And the one time WCBS was off over here, I sure never got KRVN by a long shot. Here I wasn't even be able to get the station in, I believe it's Guatemala, which I got when I was in California once. So I don't know.
Yeah, this is Mark Marino from Long Beach, California. Well, we have a significant format change here in L.A. The KCBS-FM has dropped its, I don't know, we'd call it traditional oldies format and switched to Arrow 93-FM, which is all rock and roll oldies. It reminds me somewhat of a classic rock station, 60s and 70s. And I also had another question. If Jerry Starr could find out this information, I don't have his address and I don't know which issue of the magazine it's on. If he could look up and find out whatever happened to XEKAM, which is 950 in Tijuana, Mexico.
Hi, this is Doug Hunstinger in Pittsburgh, PA, noting the return of WGBN at 1150 in New Kensington, PA. I guess they had transmitter trouble, but they're back on the air now and say they will be continuously or whatever. They operate sunrise to sunset, and the old WKPA at 1150 used to be, I think, 24 hours, but this station isn't. But it's back on the air now. And today is Saturday, September the 11th.
Hello, DXers. This is Ernie Wesolowski in Omaha, Nebraska. I have a great time at the convention in Enfield, and I want you and the DX Audio Service to know that our local stations have finally, officially changed Paul. Give a listen.
Identification, this is the Colorado Football Network. This is the college football game of the week from News Radio 1290 KCAR.
And great memories after CBS News on Omaha's memory music station, 1180 Coyle, KOIL, Bellevue, Omaha, Council Bluffs.
CBS News, I'm Dan Revive at the...
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
This is Greg Jack from Olympia, Washington. I signed up for the Radio for Peace International setup, which allowed you to donate money to the station every time you made a long-distance call. It was set up through a major carrier, but it was set up through their organization called PeaceCom. What I really want to warn people about is if you sign up for the service, they cannot give you the directory assistance exemption that's available to blind people, usually.
Good morning, Fred. Fellow DX Audio Service subscribers, Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. Wednesday, September 15th, three format changes. On Monday at 1550 WSSH, they are back on the air with Talk America and Satellite, Sports Final Radio Network. All national talk shows as of Monday the 13th. Also as of Monday the 13th, WNTN Newton 1550 has dropped its Spanish programming. It seems that the Spanish programming has left to go to WMEX 1150, and so they are now doing playing music of the 70s and 80s that they used to play when Bob Bittner's was with the station back in the 70s. But now I find that today 1150 WMEX is simulcasting with WBCS 96.9, previous to which they were simulcasting with WMJX at 106.7. So I cannot figure what's going on. We got some a real big shakeup in Boston radio.
Hello, Fred. This is Tim Hendel in Miami. Today, September 18th, DX Party Line on HCJB ran not just the DX Audio Service promo, but the whole AM switch from Jerry Starr. I don't mind hearing it, but I'm just wondering if they had your permission to do this. And in any case, I thought you might like to know that they ran it. Thanks.
Well, I was beginning to wonder if anyone did hear it on the HCJB station there, but yes, we do send them tapes of the audio service as well as a specially produced five-minute feature, and in fact, if you, the membership, have something that you would like to hear covered on that program, please send a card or a letter and tell me what topic you'd like to hear about, and we'll put it together. I understand they did shut down John Bowker on big bands music on HCJB. I guess it just didn't go over well. Hey, we have a trivia question we got to catch up on, and that is from last month's issue about that station called Wonderful Wham.
Fred, this is Cheryl Hinson from St. Louis, Missouri. You wanted to know the answer to the question, what was Wham Radio? It's in Flint, Michigan, and it's at 1420 on the AM dial, and it's WAMM. I was originally from Michigan, and so I knew that. I probably wonder how I knew it being from St. Louis, but I was originally from Michigan.
John Sampson, finally got a hold of you. Your line hasn't been answering for about 5 days. Anyway, it's Monday the 30th, and just wanted to answer a question on the last DX audio service. I think the station you're talking about is WAMM in Flint, Michigan on 1420, and the reason I think that is I heard them back in Omaha in August of 1958. Also, something you might want to pass along in the next DAXAS, we were just in Alaska, and the KINY Juno 800 repeater in Skagway is still on 690. So it's just another little tidbit. Thanks.
Okay, and that's all the time we have for our musings from members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And it's time now for our CPC test report, and we're going to take it all the way out to Colorado and Jeff Tynan. Jeff, how you doing?
Oh, fine, Fred. How you doing?
Pretty good. I understand we got some great DX CPC for this month.
Yeah, the tests have been coming back hot and heavy. We've got six tests scheduled for October so far. The first is on Friday morning, October 1st. Between 1 and 1:30 Eastern Daylight Time, 1270 KIOX. There'll be tones, Morse code IDs, and it'll be run at 1,000 watts. Next test is October 4th, between 2:30 and 3 Eastern Daylight Time, 570 kHz, WMAM, Marionette, Wisconsin. Tests will include country music, Morse code IDs. They're only going to be using 100 watts, so this will be a good catch if you can get a hold of that. October 11th, 1 a.m. to 1:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight. 1270 kHz, KGNM, St. Joseph, Missouri. Test will include code IDs. Reception reports may be sent to Mr. Tim Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, station manager. And Tuesday morning, October 12th, between 2 and 3 a.m. Eastern Daylight, 1010 kHz, WCSI, Columbus, Indiana. Test will include voice and code IDs. Reception reports may be sent to Mr. Jerry Mathis, chief engineer. On October 17th, Sunday morning, between 4 and 5 a.m. Eastern Daylight, on 640, we have KYUK, Bethel, Alaska. This test will consist of polkas, marching music, voice IDs, and possibly code IDs. Hope that comes through. Reception report should be sent to Mr. Joe Siebert, S-E-I-B-E-R-T, chief engineer. And the last test for October 23rd, that's Saturday morning, 670 kHz, WYLS, York, Alabama, between 1 a.m. and 1:30 a.m. Eastern Local Time. They'll be running college fight songs and polkas, possibly code IDs. Send reports to Mr. Tim Craddock, C-R-A-D-D-O-C-K. That's the end of our test list for October.
Okay, and I understand we have to thank a few contributors for CPC this month.
Yes, absolutely. We've been almost overwhelmed here. We like to see the contributions keep coming in, but it's gone pretty well this year. We've had contributions from Ray Aruda, Mr. McClurkin, Richard Palmer, Charles Ray, Jerry Bishop, Jeff Kitsey, Carl Forth, Jeffrey Less, Dick Truax. I guess he collected some contributions at the convention.
Mm-hmm.
Kermit Geary, Bob Guilford, Marcy Scott, Wayne Heinen, and Al Merriman. Special notice, he's going to be doing our tape IDs now.
Oh, okay.
We'd like to thank him.
All right. And as far as contributions to CPC, are you still looking for suggestions?
Absolutely. It takes a little extra time if I have to go through and try to target possible stations. So if you have any good ideas of stations that may test or someone you talk to that may test, we generally try to go for the stations that are not NSP. But generally the NSP stations have been turning us down. Most of the daytimers are the ones that we've gotten to test. So it's kind of a toss-up as far as what to target.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can get some suggestions. And where should they be sent to?
Sent to Jeff Tynan, NRC CPC. 10359 Severance Drive, Parker, Colorado, 80134.
Okay, thanks much, Jeff.
Thank you, Fred.
And that's Jeff Tynan from the CPC Committee and this edition of the CPC Report on the DX Audio Service. We had a couple of people ask us about the air check column, and yes, indeed, we do have the air check column. One of the lists that I received just recently was from Paul Mount. Paul sends his summer-fall list of 1993 available air checks, and if you're an air check trader, why not send us a list of what you have to trade, and what we'll do is on a future edition here of the audio service, we'll put together the column so you can say... And speaking of, there it is, we got one more CPC test, which literally came in the back door at the last moment here. On October the 24th, Sunday morning, 2 until 2:30 Eastern Time on 540 kilohertz, WYLO in Brookfield, Wisconsin. That's actually Jackson, Wisconsin, licensed to. We'll be testing with CW and March Music on their mighty 400-watt night pattern. The contact for QSL is Frank Colburn, C-O-L-B-U-R-N. And I had every intention on this edition of presenting some highlights from the Enfield Convention, but frankly, we just ran out of time with all the material we had on this edition. So we'll have that on our next edition of the DX Audio Service. And before they roll theme music on me here, I'd like to remind you what Ken told me to tell you. And that is, don't forget, if you're looking for a nice Christmas gift idea this season, why not consider a gift subscription to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. It's a double whammy for you, the member, because when you give a gift subscription to somebody, you receive an extra month added on to your subscription. Think about it. That's it for us. Thanks for listening. This is Fred Bobe in Lima, Ohio, saying 73 is good DX, and get out there and support radio. DX Audio Service, copyright 1993.